This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This might be the most dramatic in-season adjustment I've ever seen in the MLB Network era.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. That is from the MLB Network. They're talking about Miguel Vargas. He moved his hands a little bit, and all of a sudden, he's a different player.
Different player.
Significantly better player.
Different projection.
Yep.
I think just a different profile at the plate, and it bodes well for the Sox future if they can have success with one guy. You do wonder, and it's a fair question. You referenced Colson Montgomery, but you wonder how many other prospects will be looking at this example specifically and be a more captive audience because of it. When you have an instructor who's telling you what you should do, and you have an example that you can point to and say, look what it did for him, and look what they said about Miguel Vargas. And this was a more in-depth explanation about why they believe Miguel Vargas has made the most improvement since the MLB Network started in 2009.
This guy was traded from the Dodgers to the Chicago White Sox last year and struggled mightily, hit under 150. Lately, he's been raking. In April, before he made this adjustment, he just couldn't hit anything, was late on everything. Then come May, it's a different player. Now, there have been many articles written about the adjustment. He's talked about it. He raised his hands significantly. Let's show you the difference in May, which is what he's doing now. You see, much higher. That sly adjustment has made him a different hitter. One-hand finish, by the way. Don't overlook that. This is a dramatic change. First 64 games with this organization, he was literally one of the three worst hitters in baseball.
They were going, why'd we make this trade?
No, they weren't.
He was one of the worst hitters in baseball. That's 64 games is a large sample.
If you're being honest with yourself, you're going, come on, who made this deal? And now you're saying,
he hit 117 through 64 games. Now he's hitting 316 his last 31 with eight bombs.
That's what they're saying about me.
Harold,
I'd expect Greg, who played high school, you played. Timeout. You know why I know this? Because I watched Miguel Vargas in Double-A, Tulsa. I've watched him in Oklahoma City. Let me rattle off a little bit about it.
I understand.
330 one year. 308, 319, 304.
Yeah.
And then 290 before he got called up to the big leagues. This guy has raked everywhere. There is an adjustment.
Except for the Chicago White Sox until the month of May came around.
Because there's an adjustment curve to the whole thing. The show, the big leagues, I got traded.
Okay.
You know, I think that's a legitimate point. I don't think you get there without being a certain quality of player. And I think that if you had that in you, it's great that you can bring it out of them. But I don't know.
Are the Sox getting too much credit?
No, I'm not saying that. I think they're getting credit where it's due.
Yeah.
And I think is it Ryan Fuller who's the guy that
Ryan Fuller's director of hitting. Came over from the Orioles.
This
is a big weekend for him.
Yeah, this is a big weekend for him.
You know,
him.
There are a lot of examples on the Orioles team that I think he probably, guys he's worked with, maybe not to the dramatic change or improvement that we've seen with Vargas, but that's a good point. I just wonder if you wonder what change and how the confidence is also related to the mechanics, because it might be a mechanical thing. You might be getting on top of the ball, but it's also a belief that you're going to get there.
Well, I think once you start having success, if you've been successful at every level, does this sound like Matt Shaw? And then you're not successful. Once you make an adjustment and you start getting it back, now you're flying high. Now you're back into self-belief, and you are visualizing, and you are, you know, becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy.
That's a great example, because I would like to, as we continue to look at the Cubs and the Sox, we constantly compare them because they're the teams in town. Miguel Vargas's progress since the mechanical change, Matt Shaw's progress since the
mechanical change.
Yes. Maybe not as severe or noticeable as Miguel Vargas is. Certainly
well,
not.
I would argue more severe.
Do you think
more
so?
More noticeable. Yeah.
Do you notice a different hitter as obviously as Vargas? You can see that they've done the study. They've got the photos next to each other.
Yes.
His hands are noticeably different placement.
Yeah.
Matt Shaw is maybe a little more subtle, it seems, but well, both are mechanical changes.
I think his
fair
leg
enough.
Is like a is
fair enough.
Half the distance. His leg when he came up the first time,
yeah.
was like his kick was over his waist.
Yep.
It was like a guy warming up before
it's
a workout.
And
now it's significantly less, and that's allowing him to get into his rhythm and kind of turn easier. I don't know what else they did because he's got so many things going on with his swing. But it's back.
In both cases, though, I do wonder, and it's impossible to quantify, but the breakdown to mechanical changes and the impact and difference that's made, mental change in just your approach and your confidence level. Because they're so tied together. And so closely intertwined that I think you see it in Vargas and you're seeing it in Matt Shaw 8 games back from Iowa since a demotion. Miguel Vargas coming off of what he didn't get demoted, but he deserved to be. he deserved to be.
I mean, and you know, when they said, they weren't questioning why they made that trade. I was sitting here questioning why they
made
that trade.
Everybody in town
How many
was.
Times did we talk about it? You, whenever I had an opportunity, I was questioning what the hell were they thinking.
He was bad enough to miss Michael Kopech.
Eric Fetty is an innings
Eric
eater.
Eric Fetty. Okay. Wow.
You know how I feel about Tommy Pham.
I know.
You love big. That guy.
Come on. Come here, Pham.
He's fantastic.
Come on, Pham.
And it's not just me.
No.
John Heyman loves that man, too.
He does, too. He's a text buddy. But, yeah, that's quite the transformation in Miguel Vargas, and you're seeing it similar with Matt Shaw, two guys who are the third baseman of the future for the White Sox and the Cubs.
We got a lot of people who want to check in. We'll get right to your phone calls. We'll be right back after a quick timeout. Mully and Haw on the score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.